All right, this Cavs report brought to you by Huntington Bank. Mike Snyder alongside Nick Camino in for Bill Wills. We bring you complete Cavaliers coverage. Cavs GM Kobe Altman on our hotline. Kobe, hey, listen, really appreciate the time this morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing very well. We know that you have been a very busy man. And Kobe, I guess before we get into the guys that you're getting and some of the guys that are leaving, what just gave you the general feel that this had to get done? Why did you feel like, you know what, we sort of need an overhaul, a new feel, a shakeup?
Well, I mean, we felt that, and you've watched us play as well, that we just were lacking a certain energy and enthusiasm to our games and in our building. And we realized that this is the time that we need to get younger, certainly more talented, more athletic, and more sustainable into the future. And so in large part, we made these changes to address the culture. You know, we wanted to bring some more excitement back to the building and to the team. And we're really excited about the players we brought back, the youth, the athleticism, like I talked about. I think it's going to be a much better fit with what we have currently. We're pretty excited.
Kobe, my guess is you might have got more sleep overnight. I know we appreciate you joining us so early, but I bet you got more sleep already than you probably had in the last few days, is my guess. Am I right?
Definitely had a couple more hours of sleep tonight or last night than I did the previous three nights. My fiance thinks I'm going crazy, and she wants me to throw my phone out the window. It was a lot of work. I had a lot of help. I have great people around me in the front office. Mike Ganzi, who's a hometown hero, my assistant general manager, was helping me throughout this whole process and on the phones and working it with me, and Brock Aller, who helps us with tons of ideas and strategy, and John Nichols, who's a director of analytics, and give a lot of credit to Dan Gilbert for supporting us throughout this process, providing tremendous resources. He's committed. No one can doubt that. And he really stepped up and went all in and believed in us and believed in this vision.
Kobe, I'm just give us a little insight. As you mentioned, everyone involved there, well, for these deals all and the clock's ticking, was it like you'd get one call or a text, hey, let's call Sacramento, and then, well, let's get back to the Lakers? Was it like that? What was it like?
So you start these conversations a little earlier than the 11th hour. Now, obviously, as the deadline gets closer, it pushes everybody and makes everyone more anxious to get something done. But you start these feel out phone calls a lot earlier. And my job, obviously, is to canvas the league and see what potential opportunities are out there as the year is going on. You know, you're searching for clues and you're collecting intel around the league and you're seeing, hey, maybe this might be available to you. But at the same time, what we were also doing is looking internally and collecting intel of our own selves and seeing what the pulse of the team was. And we weren't happy with where we were. Obviously, we had a lot of excitement and expectation to start the season, and realizing that this wasn't the group that was going to get it done, and we needed to make a change.
Cavaliers general manager Kobe Altman is our guest here on Wills and Snyder. Nick Camino in for Bill Wills alongside our sports director, Mike Snyder. On top of the great players that you have coming here, Kobe, we talk to fans all the time here on the radio and stuff. There are people that were willing to give up their firstborn child over the Brooklyn pick. You were able to keep that Brooklyn pick. How important was that for this organization, especially moving forward for the future?
Yeah, so I mean, much was made about the Brooklyn pick. And we never shut it down. It wasn't a situation where it was like it's an untouchable asset. We certainly made it available, but it made it available for the right thing, and that didn't become available. There wasn't a franchise changing piece that was out there. There wasn't a really exciting player on rookie scale that you thought you can grow with. And so at that point, and because of that trade, what people don't understand, what also helped us, is it allowed us to trade our pick. So when you have two picks in the draft and don't have a pick the next year, it allows you to use your pick in the draft. So we used our late first as an asset and also used the other players as value to get better. And so what's really exciting about this team is we have some youth now that we can move forward into the future. Larry Nance is on an incredible contract, but how cool is it for him to come home? An exciting, athletic, basketball IQ, new age sort of forward that's going to add a lot of excitement to our team, and just knows how to play. Great dude, great basketball IQ. So he's going to be with us as a core piece. You got Jordan Clarkson under contract for this season and two more seasons, and combo scorer off your bench, ball handling, for now and the future. George Hill, experienced, point guard, battle tested, excellent fit, alongside LeBron, two-way player. And so he's here as well. Then you have Rodney Hood, who's a dynamic two guard with great size and, can close games for you, and really get hot and change the whole outlook of a game. And so we saw these opportunities to bring these guys in and at the same time, know that we have a really valuable pick still to add to our core and our youth. And about our young rookie, Jetty Osman, who everyone has been almost demanding that he play, for rightfully so. And so by sort of clearing out some of the older veterans on this team, it creates a pathway for him to play more. And I think everybody wants to see him on the floor a lot more, too.
Kobe, as these deals were finalized, did you talk to LeBron, or did you? What was his reaction when you told him that you were looking to make these moves? Obviously, he's at the heart of the core of this here. What's been your exchange like with him and your thoughts about having these players join him?
So LeBron's been a great partner through this, and we actually had an in-depth discussion before the last game, actually, the game winning shot against Minnesota, and we talked a lot about the state of the team, what we thought we needed to do to get better, and I think we both felt a level of disappointment with where the season was going. We both didn't envision this to be where it was, but realized that we had an opportunity to turn it around. And LeBron's incredible. He's a basketball savant, but he's also a basketball junkie. He's up late at night watching League Pass. And what's interesting about these guys is they're not well known, but if you're in the basketball world, you know who these guys are. And they play in the West Coast, so their games are late at night. And so he's up. He watches a lot of basketball. He knows these guys' games in depth, and he knows their strengths. And when you're talking to him about the players that we had the opportunity to acquire at that point, potential opportunities to acquire, he's telling me about their game and how they would fit and why he'd be excited to have them. And so it was an exciting conversation because I saw his eyes light up with the possibilities that he saw for this team.
I think he showed it too on the floor for you, Kobe, the other night too. and by the way, our Nick Camino, Nick's one of those guys that watches the late night
game. I'm watching League Pass.
He's asking me at 5 this morning. He's telling me, he goes, "Well, Mike Clarkson, this guy can score right away."
I'll tell you what, Rodney Hood, and God, as Kobe knows, I mean, he pours in 30 the other night. I think a lot of times, and I think you know this, Kobe, it depends on market size and things like that. If you're in Utah, I think sometimes you might get buried. People aren't paying attention to you as much. People talked about that with Karl Malone and John Stockton them for years, probably never got the credit they deserve. Rodney Hood is a nice player that you guys got. Now, obviously, I know you know that, but I think Cavs fans are going to find that out soon, too.
Absolutely, and that's a position of need for sure in terms of the two-guard position. He's 6'8". He's a big, he's a guard with some size. He's athletic. He can really shoot. He's a lefty, so he's unorthodox and hard to guard. Also, the thing I wanted to bring in, guys, and in terms of, I tell you about culture, is I wanted to bring guys with great attitudes and great work ethic. He embodies that. All the guys we brought in embody that. And I said this on the conference call, last night. We want fountains, not drains. We want givers, not takers. We want guys that are going to light this franchise up, light the building up, light the city up, and guys that everyone can be excited about. And I just felt like we lost the fun and enjoyment, and we will bring the fun back again. I promise you, we will be fun to watch and exciting to watch, and you're going to watch some of these kids develop right in front of your eyes, especially when they get to play alongside LeBron James and Kevin Love.
Just one final thought, Kobe. Will we see any of them tonight, or when would be the earliest that they'd be able to play?
Doubtful tonight. Our doctors are on the road with our team, and we're going to try to get the physicals done as soon as possible. But the other team, other teams, have to also as well to clear the trade. So we're trying to expedite as fast as we can, and we'll see. Our next game is in Boston, so that could be an exciting debut for those guys.
Wow. Snyder, you can't suit up tonight, all right? Kobe's, they got to get the physicals done. You're not. Mike Snyder's trying to suit up for the Cavs tonight. You can't do it.
We don't want to see that. Kobe, thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Kobe.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, that's Kobe Altman, Cavaliers general manager. Boy, a busy last few days for him, huh, Mike?
Yeah, right. And you can hear it in his voice, though.
Yeah.
He's feeling good about this. And you got to applaud him and Dan Gilbert and the staff for getting these moves done.
Kathy Davis coming up with the news. You're listening to Wills and Snyder. Camino in for Bill Wills. Our sports director, Mike Snyder, is here. We'll be right back.